a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Genevieve, a new conversation.
All right, here we go.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Eye on a Hill, 2022. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
It is day one, and Dave and I have wall-to-wall coverage for you. The opening day and beyond of the 2022 legislative session. Dave, we begin with a big interview this morning. President of the Senate, Stuart Adams, calling the show live, fresh out of COVID-19 recovery, we hope.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think a lot of people in Utah are in that very same boat, right? In COVID-19 recovery, either have it, have just had it, or they have, you know, half the family is in quarantine, the other is out. It's been tricky. But I think what we're looking at here is 45 days. That's what the Utah State Legislative Session is 45 days. What happens in those 45 days?
Senate President Stuart Adams, good morning.
Yeah, great to be with you. And a lot happens in 45 days up here. So great to be with you. It's hard to imagine we're starting again.
You announced last week that you were positive for COVID-19. Will you be in person on Capitol Hill today for the kickoff of the session this morning?
I'm on Capitol Hill now, and I will be here in person. I followed the CDC regulations or requirements, and I isolated for the 5 days, tested negative twice, and I'm here now, and I'm ready to go to work.
You feeling okay?
I'm feeling great. It was only a day or two that I felt bad, but everybody has it different, and I'm sure that people have different experiences, but one thing I did hear about Omicron is after you get Omicron that you're actually 80 or 90% immune to the variant D. And the variant D is the COVID strain that has caused many problems. And yet variant D doesn't seem to, if you get that, it doesn't seem to stop you from getting Omicron. So there's some advantages, I think, in getting the Omicron variant.
Senate President Stuart Adams, let's dive right into day one and beyond on Capitol Hill. We've heard about two possible tax cut proposals. One would be a proposal to cut the grocery tax. The other would be to cut income tax. Where do you stand and how do lawmakers stand on both of those?
Well, we actually set aside a month ago $160 million for a tax cut. And I said last year, you may remember, I declared 2021 session as the year of the tax cut. And now 2022, this session is the year of the tax cut again. And so we're looking at, obviously, we are going to do a tax cut. There's probably more sentiment. Last year, we did more specific directed tax cuts, Social Security, dependent exemption, military retirement. We're looking probably or leaning more toward a broad income tax cut, which will benefit all Utahns.
I look at some of these tax cuts, and listen, if you say tax cut, I'm applauding. That's my gut reaction. But, you know, when I look at a grocery tax cut or some of these income tax cuts, it just seems not like a lot of money. You know, I mean, a few hundred dollars, you know, spread out over 12 months. Is it really necessary or could you take those funds and use them in important programs?
You know, we've never had any more money than we've had right now as a state. And you're going to see us appropriate lots of money this year. And if I had to say anything, because of the federal stimulus and the money that we've gotten from the federal government, and it's hard to say these words, but we actually may have too much. And it's surely time to give something back. We think you're right. The tax cut could be larger, and we're being cautious as we move forward. But you only every time you take a tax cut, whether it's last year or this year, you help the people. And if we can do that, that's the thing we're going to look at. We are going to fund education again, at probably historically high levels, and we're going to take care of the other needs we have. And I think we can do both.
Senate President Stuart Adams live on the line. Day one of the 2022 legislative session kicks off in a matter of minutes. You'll hear the speeches live right here on KSL News Radio in the 10 o'clock hour as the legislature gets underway. Let's talk about the drought. Is this the year that lawmakers will mandate home metering so people don't overuse water and they, you know, are billed accordingly, Speaker Adams? Or excuse me, President Adams.
Hey, thank you. We are going to, this is an opportunity for us to deal with water within probably a generational type of an opportunity. We looked at secondary water metering. Secondary water systems have no meter in them. And they did a study, and they actually put meters in some of them, did not change the rate, did not change the bill. But the simple fact that people knew how much they were using reduced the consumption by 30%. We are going to put secondary water meters in. And again, I think that'll help our conservation efforts. Last year, we probably had one of the worst droughts, that at least I can remember, in the history of my life. And water is the limiting resource we have in Utah. We will make efforts to try to protect and develop our water supplies, and that'll be one of the things you'll see in this legislative session.
Are homeowners going to be responsible for that?
You know, Layton City actually did a great job on a voluntary basis last year, and they actually reduced their water consumption by 35%. In my opinion, we ought to be looking at landscaping our yards differently. You look at Arizona and St. George, they xeriscape their front yards. We want our grass in our backyards for the kids, but to come in and xeriscape after the fact is really a costly event. Cities are proactively, in my opinion, should be proactively motivating homeowners and developers when they put in their yard to actually try to xeriscape their front yards and to try to reduce that water supply. We can do it not on the backs of homeowners, but together beforehand. I think that's the way it needs to be done.
President Adams, before we let you go, House Bill 182 just unveiled. It's a new proposal. It was unveiled. I think it muzzles city mayors from making mandates in a public health crisis, also epidemics and pandemics. Just essentially make it so they can't make emergency rules like what Mayor Mendenhall did with the mask mandate in schools in August, at least in Salt Lake City schools. Does this have your support and widespread support on the Hill this session?
I think it does have support. And the reason why is this, is that the counties have health departments. They have all different type of resources around them that health department directors that can make these help make these decisions. Cities, that's really out of their purview, and they still don't have the resources that the county health department does or the state does. And so, when you're talking about pandemics and you're talking about making pandemic decisions, you ought to have the resources around you and the staff around you to help you make those decisions. So that'll be part of the debate, I'm sure. But to have a municipality move into the health and wellness area of people's lives when county health departments have been set up to do that, and to kind of override them and to step on them, we don't think's right. And we think those decisions ought to be made by the professionals in the departments that have been set up and the agencies that have been set up around the state.
Senate President Stuart Adams, good luck. 45 days to go, and glad you're feeling better. Thanks for joining us.
Open invitation, Senate President Adams, to join the show anytime throughout the session. Our team will be reaching out to your team to coordinate future interviews. Straight ahead, one bill that hits very close to home, one proposal on Capitol Hill that hits very close to home for us here on the David Dujanovic Show, particularly for Dave's family. And it comes up every session. Every session, David's back again. And the question is it time to abolish the death penalty?
Dave and Dujanovic.
Here's some exciting news. Dave and Dujanovic are now with you all the way to noon.
This is Tim and Amanda. Listen for breaking news from 5 to 9.
And then discussion of the news with Dave and Debbie from 9 to noon.
On KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.